AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is bringing an end to lawsuits over whether Donald Trump illegally profited off his presidency. The justices threw out Trump's challenge to lower court rulings that had allowed lawsuits to go forward, alleging he violated the Constitution's emolience clause by accepting payments from foreign and domestic officials who stay at the Trump International Hotel and patronize his other businesses. Tonight, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to deliver an article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate. President Biden is to formally reinstate travel rules on some visitors to the U.S. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
He's reversing an order from the Trump administration's final days that would have eased restrictions starting tomorrow on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the U.K., and 26 other European nations. He's also adding a country to the list, South Africa, over concerns a virus variant has spread outside its borders.
I believe it's very prudent.
Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC's Today Show and other programs the mutation is clearly different and more ominous than one found in the UK. While that one has been detected in the US, the South African variant has not. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Scientists are looking to upgrade the coronavirus vaccine to deal with the new variant of the virus. Jason Schwartz with the Yale School of Public Health says it's similar to changes made to deal with new types of the flu.
The technology that has produced these vaccines we now have available can replace, essentially, the fingerprint of the virus that causes COVID-19 with a new variant.
In Tacoma, Washington, protesters set a large fire, damaged buildings, and marched with signs overnight in response to a police car driving through a crowd the day before. Two people were injured in Tacoma, not life-threatening injuries. This is AP News. The Super Bowl hype has started. The teams are set. For the first time ever, the host city of the Super Bowl, Tampa, has a team playing in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady is going to play in his 10th Super Bowl. His Buccaneers beat the Packers in Green Bay, 31-26.
To go on the road and win another road playoff game is just a great achievement. And, now home Super Bowl for the first time in NFL history, I think, puts a lot of cool things in perspective. Anytime you're the first time doing something, it's usually a pretty good thing.
The AFC champion is the defending Super Bowl champion, the Kansas City Chiefs. They beat Buffalo. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes has another matchup with Tom Brady.
Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best. I mean, it's something special.
Brady's Patriots beat the Chiefs in overtime in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.